I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back in Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte talking BYU football as always here on the program. And BYU, they're on a bye week this week, obviously due to the postponement of the Army game, but six of BYU's 2020 opponents are in action today, and one of those six teams was a new addition to the schedule earlier this week. The Louisiana Tech Bulldogs are going to be traveling to Provo coming up on October 2nd, Friday night, General Conference weekend. BYU and La Tech squaring off for the first time in program history. Matt, do you like this matchup of adding La Tech in that Friday night General Conference spot?
Yeah, I do. I like it. Any games added, I'm a fan of at this point. I mean, obviously, you'd love to have a Cincinnati or a UCF or a Big 12. I mean, you look at the Big 12, geez, it's like they can't win a football game. Oklahoma State down Tulsa right now late in the third, 7-3. You'd love to have one of those games, but all things considered, I'm happy for the game. Louisiana Tech was a 10-win team last year, scored over 30 points a game, beat Miami in their bowl game at the end of the year, so they're a good football team, and I think it'll be a good game.
Yeah, and BYU and La Tech on Friday, October 2nd, will be a nationally televised game on ESPN2. It'll obviously be here on KSL News Radio as well, 7:30 kickoff. And they'll be playing tonight, Louisiana Tech against Southern Miss at 5:30 if you want to get a scouting report on the Bulldogs. But yeah, BYU schedule, they've added some games. They got Troy next week, and then they have La Tech. And then it's week after week you're seeing games. You got UTSA on October 10th, Houston on October 16th. But the Cougs, they had a game postponed today against Baylor. We'll see what happens with Houston season. It seems like the city of Houston's been a little bit of a hot spot, and they just, for whatever reason, haven't been able to get their season off the ground. Houston has had to plan for four different season openers already. They just can't get it to work. But then October 24th, BYU plays Texas State. And then on Halloween, they face Western Kentucky. And then November 21st, North Alabama. So it leaves some openings in the month of November for probably maybe an additional group of five team or so. But I got to say, Matt, I think that with BYU sitting at eight games right now, and then you see the Big Ten get to play eight games. They announced their schedule today. Eight games might end up being the sweet spot with where this schedule ends up.
Yeah, I think we got to remember too, we're living in a pandemic still. I mean, it's easy to get disappointed. I'm certainly disappointed that BYU Army game's not getting played. I'd love to see better quality opponents, but no one's going to lose eligibility. And it'll be interesting to see, Mitch, which seniors roll it back. I hope Zane Anderson does. I want to see a seventh year, but which seniors roll it back for next year and which don't. So this is just kind of bonus football for a lot of people, and we got to keep that in mind when these announcements are being made and these games are being played, that, you know, this isn't ideal for anybody. Of course it's not. And we got to be thankful for the football we have. And I think Tommy McClelland, the athletics director, is thankful for this game as well. Here's what he had to say about that matchup announced earlier in the week.
First, you got to have a willing participant, right, in order to do it, whether it's in the future or whether it's immediate. You know, as devastating and disappointing as it was just to not be able to have that game against Baylor, I mean, listen, that's an opportunity that only comes around every now and then. Not the game against Baylor, but the opportunity on Fox. And when that didn't happen, it was so disappointing. But within just really a matter of hours, honestly, from that, we were already in discussions with BYU. And really got the deal done probably at the end of last week, but then got it finalized today. And it really has worked out for everybody. I mean, Baylor is now, as you've all seen, going to pick up Houston. And so that's good for them because, you know, they deserve that opportunity to play somebody before conference play. And then certainly for us in this deal where we get an opportunity to pick up a game with BYU, which will be a guarantee game. And typically, you know, it'd be a home-and-home situation, but in this environment, we lost that money game, and they were willing to kind of step up and fill that void, and quite frankly, really help the situation. And so, you know, this is the first ever meeting, which I was kind of surprised of, between BYU and Louisiana Tech. It is going to be on Friday night. We do anticipate that game being picked up by a national network.
Sound courtesy of KNBB, that's Tommy McClelland, Louisiana Tech athletic director, discussing how the BYU game came to be. And it's interesting, Matt, it's a guaranteed game. BYU is willing to pony up some money to get some of these teams out here to Provo because UTSA, that's a guaranteed game. Texas State is a guaranteed game. BYU's forking over some cash to make sure this schedule can take place.
My two takeaways from that sound are, number one, across the country in college football, these national TV games matter. He referenced their original matchup versus Baylor being a Fox game, and that's why this BYU Army game, it stings, because it was going to be CBS, Brad Nessler, Gary Danielson. I mean, that matters. And number two, BYU, this narrative that they're difficult to work with, can it end? I just think that a matter of hours after that game, BYU is willing to help them out. And BYU has been phenomenal from everything you hear from Provo and the teams they work with, that they've been a great partner through this pandemic. I don't want to hear this narrative anymore that BYU demands this, they're difficult, all that. I think that's old news. I think BYU is easy to work with, and they're doing a great job helping teams out that need help during this pandemic.
So this is the last Saturday we'll see no BYU football until hopefully November. Hopefully no more games between now and November are postponed for BYU. So it's a schedule that poses an opportunity for BYU to remain ranked in the national top 25 polls, and that's what we'll get to next coming up here on Cougar Sports Saturday. As we take a break, we'll check in with Mark Jackson for a traffic and weather update here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.